Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result.
All right, but this is for me sort of a recording session, so I will confess that I am going to put this up on YouTube and on the podcast, and it's going to have this very clickbaity title of how to get 1,000 followers with 3 streams. But I figure it's worth talking about because that's kind of what happened back there last summer, is that I found myself having this Twitch channel, right, which I wasn't really using for the most part in 2020, other than to stream some of the No Name Nerd tournaments. But mostly it was sitting there, strangely accumulating followers. And I know that a lot of people probably would be excited to have over 1,000 followers. Hey, and I was excited to have over 1,000 followers as well. But the truth is, I wasn't putting a whole lot of effort into it. And I think that there is perhaps a reasonable question for those of you who are trying to grow followers, how I managed to, with very little effort, actually accumulate well over 1,000. I think I'm at 1,300 or something now. But the answer is really, in fact, very simple, that all I was doing is, you know, back in 2018 when I started this company, that I realized there are two ways that you drive traffic to almost everything, that you're either driving traffic through organic traffic, or you're driving stuff through paid ads. And in fact, this is one of the reasons I've made the argument many times that the faster that you can monetize the stream, the better. And not only because it allows you to buy like cool toys like Blue Yeti microphones, but also because you can reinvest any money that you bring in back into your personal brand and your business. Or in this particular example, what I was doing is I was putting out paid ads, a lot of paid ads, tens of thousands of dollars actually of paid ads in 2020. And I was not driving them directly to my Twitch stream, but when I was driving it to social media, I took kind of the shotgun approach and drove it to all of my social media, as I was interested in, you know, growing all of it at once, realizing that, you know, various members of the No Name Nerd community are going to hang out in and on different forms of social media. And here's one of the things about paid ads, is I think that they are often seen as maybe less authentic ways of accumulating an audience compared to organic traffic. And again, I think this applies to Twitch or to YouTube or to Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is. I think the nature of the social media doesn't really matter particularly all that much. But I would sort of stand against that. I guess I would argue against that point that it's somehow less authentic, because here's the thing, is these are all private companies, right? I mean, whether it's Twitch owned by Amazon, or it's Twitter, or it's Facebook, who also owns Instagram, you name all of these large corporations, and the truth is a significant amount of income that they're pulling in, at least from these particular social media channels, it's coming in through advertising. And in fact, this is one of the things, if you have played around with marketing, hey, King Panda, thanks. We love you too. If you have been involved in digital marketing for a significant amount of time, you'll realize that, in fact, many of the algorithms have changed over time as, you know, the ad market has become more saturated, as companies have shifted. I guess the best example would be that Facebook, for a long time, if you had a business page that owned that had, you know, a lot of likes, then if you posted something on your page, then it would appear in the feed of all the people that liked your page. And then a couple of years ago, Facebook made a change and they said, you know what, we're not making enough money off of that, because then once you get a like, then we can't sell ads to you to put you in front of all those people who are on Facebook. And so what they did is they removed that to try and encourage people to pay for ads to make sure that anything that, you know, a company posts on their page actually appears in front of all the people that liked the page. And the reason I'm telling you this is that if you want to get in front of people, and if you want to get in front of people rapidly, then paying for it is really just one of the most effective ways of doing that. And in fact, that's how I stumbled across my, you know, 1,000 followers without even really putting that much effort into the streaming, because I was invested in Instagram. I was invested in Facebook. I've used Reddit, Pinterest, you name it. And but Twitch in 2020 for me, I was interested in it as a platform, but not as a sort of vehicle to actually reach out and connect with people. But I had my three streams and a number of people on them. So this came up in a comment that somebody actually left in one of my ads, but I think it's important also to draw this distinction between paid ads and paid followers, because there are plenty of shady operations out there that say that, you know, you give them $50 or $100 or $5 or whatever it is they're offering on Fiverr or whatever that service is, that they will, you know, get you a certain number of followers on, again, it could be Twitch or you name the social media platform. And I think it's important to note that paid ads are not the same thing as paid followers. That if you're paying for ads, whether it's boosting a post on Facebook or something else, that really what you are doing is you are putting your brand, and again, that's what I was doing with the No Name Nerd, or continue to do with the No Name Nerd, but it could be your personal brand, your stream. You're putting it in front of a wider audience. That what you're doing is you're paying a social media company to put things out in front of a wider audience. And that still means, right, that you as a streamer are obligated to be putting out quality content, right? That it's just putting it in front of more people. It's just getting more eyes on the content that you are creating. That you are still, as an artist, as a creative producer, that you still have an obligation to create something that is going to be worth viewing. And so I think it's really important to draw that distinction, because, you know, those shady operations that I think that many of you are very familiar with, that they're, it's, those are bots. Those are inauthentic. It's not going to support your stream in the long run. It's artificial. And I think when you put things out from paid ads, you know, it just gets more eyeballs on them. And, you know, the hope is that if you have quality content, that once you put those eyeballs on them, then, you know, people are going to follow, subscribe, and, you know, join your audience and join your community. Hey, much as you guys have joined my community. I got to say, having recorded a number of these lectures, I do really enjoy having a little bit of a live audience too. It is more fun. So thanks everybody for coming out. Now, I would note, and I realize that for many people, this is one of the bottlenecks to this idea that, you know, you're going to use paid ads to drive growth in your audience, is of course that it does require some income. And I think that if you're just starting out, I find in general, in most activities, that time and money can be interchangeable. And if you don't have the money, you can put in the time. But if you do have some income that's coming in, whether it's personally or it is coming in from your stream, that I think maybe if you've reached some level of success, whether it's through selling merchandise or subscribers or whatever it is, that you should think about learning how to invest some of that into paid ads to start the growth that might have started off slow, and to develop something that provides an accelerated growth rate strategically. Now, I should offer, and this should have been a slide, in fact, one cautionary note, that it's also really easy to screw up paid ads. And truthfully, I've thrown away a lot of money back in 2018 when I was kind of trying to learn the process. And I'm still not saying I'm by any means a top-of-the-line expert, but I know my way around, at least, so I can try and minimize inefficiencies and failures. And so I think it's something you should think about, maybe not as a first step, but I think it's something that is worth exploring as you're trying to think of ways to grow your audience. And again, quite literally, to answer that question, that is the way in which I ended up with well over 1,000 followers off of I don't actually remember if it was only three streams, but it was relatively marginal amount. Hey, Sammy, if you're an affiliate, yeah, they're actually in the Dropbox. So the that overlay and a number of other graphics are in the Dropbox. So those were added later. So do I have any recommendations? I like the questions, by the way. Do I have any recommendations for paid ads? I mean, the gold standard, for lack of a better phrase, is really like the Facebook Instagram system. And it is the most user-friendly, and it gives you a frightening appreciation for the amount of information that Facebook has on you. And it's still, even though I realize for a lot of people, it's been sort of in decline in terms of the age of people that are using it and things like that. But, you know, the amount of reach, the amount of information, the usability of the interface, the ability to enter in and start using it with small amounts of money, I still think means that Facebook and Instagram are kind of where most of most people are drawing their paid traffic in. I did actually explore, like, Hulu's got a system now, and gosh, who was the other one in addition to Hulu? I mean, TikTok's got a friendlier system now that I looked into. But you gotta think about who your audience is as well. I mean, Pinterest is a pretty friendly group in terms of the interface and getting ads up and running. Some of them are more expensive. I think Hulu has, if you want to start advertising on Hulu, it's running like $500 as a start out. But, you know, if you're on Facebook, you can usually start out about $5 a day. If you see yourself on Hulu, I'm going to trip out. Hey, you know, Fazer, you are on the front page of the website, actually. Or at least your setup is on the front page of the website. You know, and one of the funny things to me, and one of the reasons that you guys who know me see me on Discord a lot, is that one of the things I really like about Discord is it's actually kind of remained separate from some of the fray of the advertising onset, where, you know, if you go back 10 or 20 years ago, Facebook had relatively little advertising, and the amount of advertising has grown and grown. You see the same thing on Google, actually, that, you know, when you do a Google search, it used to be you would just get a raw search back. But now, increasingly, you'll see at the top and the bottom, you now see these paid ads. You know, and it is, I think, part and parcel of these companies taking social media and trying to turn it into something where they can generate income. Or where people like me, or perhaps you guys, if you get in the sort of social media marketing game, will start buying stuff as well. And so it's a mixed bag, right? Because it does certainly change the experience. And I do like Discord as well, because the user experience, even though you can get lost, physics bound notes, you can get lost in the activity. So it does require more hands-on management by great mods like Fazer or you know, the people on our server. It does require more management, but the opposite option is that if you're on something like Facebook, what happens is it's the Facebook algorithm that is going to decide what you see and decide what you like. And again, and sometimes that's good, because it learns. I mean, it's just like, you know, Netflix, through their algorithms, learns what kind of movies you like, so they can show you what kind of things you like, which 20 years ago was pretty revolutionary. And now we kind of accept as standard. But then, you know, there's a flip side to it. Like, and this was the flip side that a lot of companies confronted when, you know, they invested all of this money to try and generate likes onto their Facebook page. And then Facebook changed the algorithm and decided that instead what they were going to do is not show what appears on the page unless the page pays to have the post boosted or drives the ads in another way. But, you know, like, sometimes we like ads. I mean, and, you know, I like my Amazon Prime account. I love that Amazon Prime recommends stuff to me, and often Amazon Prime is right. And so there's some tension there. But, you know, I think as somebody who is trying to grow your audience, trying to grow your following, that these are very powerful tools. And one of the things, and actually I discussed this was not made to be an ad exactly, but I do talk about this with greater depth in one of my courses, that the ability to engage in retargeting is extraordinarily powerful. And it is something that is really only available if you're engaged in marketing through social media. And what that means is I don't know. Well, actually, that's not entirely true, that I do have tracking cookies that pick up who goes to the website, but you can actually use Facebook or Google or almost any of the well-developed advertising platforms. And what you can do is you can actually retarget people who have engaged with you. And so let's say you've got a Facebook page for your channel and people like that or people visit that what you can do is you can actually have ads that will specifically appear to people who have visited your page or your kind of depends where it exists. And so there's some more technical stuff behind it. But what you can do is you can make sure that people who have shown a little bit of interest see a lot of ads, and people who have shown not very much interest don't see nearly as many ads. So, I mean, that's kind of what I've been thinking about in terms of how can you rapidly grow a channel without, I don't want to say without much effort, because if you don't have quality content, then the fact that you might drive traffic there via Facebook ads or via any kind of social media ads, it's not going to be adequate to keep them there and to have them as a growing and supportive audience. And so I think it's a useful tool to have whatever it is you're selling, right? Whether it's you're selling yourself and your channel, or you're selling a product, or like jerseys in the case of the No Name Nerd, that whatever it is, right, the more eyes that you can get on it, the more opportunities there are for people to, you know, convert and take the action that you want them to take. And whether it's, again, buying something or subscribing or following. But, you know, if you don't have quality content and if you don't have quality products or quality materials in the first place, then I think it's only going to get you so far. So this was my just little pre-dinner jumping on the stream and recording something. So if you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to, you know, chat or answer more questions. I might actually shut off the recording thing so I can use the...
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Proud No Name Nerd, keep up the good work.
What's up, nerds? I really love the jerseys that you guys have, and I just love the general community that you've grown. And I like seeing how you want to help the small streamers out. Much love. Thanks for all the help, and continue growing.
Wanted to give a huge thank you for me and everybody else. No Name Nerd has been a huge help with all of the resources that have expanded my knowledge greatly.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.